Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says we'll have a little patchy morning fog. Otherwise, going to be mainly cloudy today, a high near 70. Temperature-wise, all around the area, we're in the low to the mid-50s. A woman from Antioch, Illinois, discovered with facial injuries in and out of consciousness while a 9-year-old boy in the back seat of a car had chest pain, the vehicle having gone through a stop sign on 67th Drive at Highway 11 in the Racine County town of Yorkville and crashing into a nearby ditch. A sheriff's department news release indicates the woman was not in a seatbelt when found by deputies and that the windshield was fractured on the driver's side and that alcohol appears to have been a factor. She and the boy were taken to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency by Union Grove Yorkville fire rescue personnel. A Racine man facing charges of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety, reckless driving causing great bodily harm, and operating without a valid license, his car slamming into a tree on Spring Street Monday afternoon, seriously injuring a 5-month-old baby discovered in a car seat by rescue personnel. Court documents have witnesses saying the vehicle, driven by 39-year-old Luther Williams, crossed the center line, forcing another vehicle to take evasive action. Then it hit the tree near Osborne Boulevard. Williams, able to get out, the infant in the carrier on the floor behind the driver's seat, airlifted to Children's Hospital, possibly with life-threatening injuries. Williams reportedly admitting to police he had smoked synthetic marijuana earlier in the day, but said he swerved because the car had turned in front of him. He'll be back in court October 1st. In Kenosha Circuit Court, a man who drove drunk for nearly 4 miles going the wrong way on Highway 50 near New Munster before colliding head-on with another vehicle killing two people gets 8 years in prison. 36-year-old Brian Smith pleading guilty to a couple of homicide charges for the deaths of the 52-year-old Paul Reese and his 29-year-old son Michael, both from the Lake Geneva area. Kenosha Judge Chad Kirkman's order more than what Smith's attorney had recommended, less than what DA Bob Zaff had recommended, though.
It is probably the most frightening thing that could ever happen to a driver is to be confronted with a vehicle coming in your face, head on, and you don't have much choice. Even if you take evasive action or swerve, you don't know if that offending driver is going to swerve and hit you. So what do you do?
Smith's attorney had argued that his client recently left the Navy after 18 years with something less than an honorable discharge, including a loss of pension. The investigation continues into a fatal two-vehicle crash on the Burlington bypass at Pine Street. Racine County Sheriff's Office identifies 21-year-old Tyler Brott as the driver of a car that rolled at least once and was found dead upon arrival of first responders. Operator of a pickup truck, 35-year-old David Henning, also from Burlington, seriously hurt, taken by Flight for Life up to Frederick Hospital. CVS is planning to sell a drug that can reverse an opioid overdose without a prescription, that is, in more than a dozen states, Wisconsin being one of them. The pharmacy giant already sells naloxone in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Company executive says they're going to expand the effort to help save lives. Some independent pharmacies and other larger chains are also selling the drug without a prescription. The sponsors of a bill that would ban the use of aborted fetal tissue by state researchers thinks, well, it has the votes now needed to pass in the state assembly.
Speaker Robin Voss said this week that he will not bring the controversial bill to the floor unless the authors show they have the 50 votes needed for passage. State Representative Andre Jacques believes it's already there.
I'm certainly very confident that when it gets on the floor, it has more than enough votes to pass.
Some Republicans have raised concerns about the negative impact the bill could have on life-saving biomedical research that's being done in the state. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The investigation of skimming devices used at Educators Credit Union ATMs in Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, as Kenosha police and the FBI believing that the suspects might be Romanian nationals traveling across the country on visas. Surveillance video suggests up to 6 people responsible for compromising those machines, the first occurring on September the 6th in Racine, the others on the 12th. State Department of Workforce Development says the unemployment rate fell in all local municipalities from July to August. In Racine, it's still the highest in the state at 6.6%, but that is down 1.7% from July and a 2% reduction from a year ago. The August rate, 4.5% in Mount Pleasant, 5% in Caledonia and Kenosha, 3.5% in Oak Creek. 6 of the 15 members of the Racine Common Council last evening recommended a $27 sidewalk fee for residential and commercial properties to cover repairs and replacements instead of the current assessment system, which can mean hundreds if not thousands of dollars for a property owner when the Green X appears to do the work. Committee of the Whole discussion had Alderman Sandy Weiner speaking out against it.
I support going to a fee base because I think it's will benefit the majority of property owners, but those that do not have sidewalks should not have to pay. And I think that the fee is too high in face of the fact that we have already implemented a very aggressive sidewalk repair replacement program.
Alderman Jeff Koh felt the $27 for all non-city properties was the fairest method, with a consumer price index limit, though, on any future increases.
This one here, we know what the $27 is. The single fee one and the other one, there's still some unknowns about it. The first item, there is no unknowns, it's $27. And I just think, you know, we should move forward with that one. But like I said, I would like that tied to the consumer price index so we can't just jack up the price however we want.
Council President Dennis Weiser broke a 5-5 tie vote, sending that committee recommendation to the full council. Still a number of steps in the process to go, according to City Administrator Tom Friedel. City Plan Commission in Kenosha had been scheduled later today to take up the Shalom Center's proposal to move operations and create a new homeless shelter in a building across from the Transit Center on 39th Avenue. The agency, though, wants to get a little more financial support going before moving ahead with plans, which would have to include rezoning. The Shalom Center's targeted the former JHT Holdings building, which has much more support than an earlier site in Uptown. Meanwhile, ground will be broken sometime in November on the new downtown Milwaukee Bucks Arena. The exact date has not been determined, however. Team spokesman Jake Suske would not comment when asked by the Milwaukee Business Journal if this would be a ceremonial event or the work would just begin on the $500 million project. Donald Trump, still the Republican frontrunner in the race for the GOP nomination to go to the White House. The new poll that's out says he's losing some ground, though, to his only female challenger. Here's Scott Carr with the latest.
A new Quinnipiac University national survey of likely GOP voters put Trump support at 25%, ahead of Ben Carson at 17% and Carly Fiorina at 12%. The results reinforce a recent CNN-ORC poll that showed Fiorina gaining ground, following what some analysts say was a strong debate performance on her part last week. Fiorina posted the largest gains in favorability since August, up 12 points. Trump's favorability ratings have held steady at 36%, while among GOP voters polled, he still remains more disliked than liked. Hillary Clinton also maintains her advantage on the Democratic side, even if the undeclared Joe Biden were to jump into the mix. Scott Carr, Washington.
Governor Scott Walker says he's going to stay in Wisconsin. The now former candidate for president telling campaign donors he will serve completion of his second term in office, won't take a cabinet position with a new Republican president after the election in 13 months. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Walker also told those top donors he's not sure if he'll run for a third term. But if the governor's presidential campaign is running out of money, Democratic State Senator Dave Hansen argues repaying the state ought to be a top priority. He's calling for a full accounting of just how much taxpayers had to pay for the governor to be traveling around with a security detail while out on the campaign trail.
I think it's time the governor come clean. Transparency and accountability. Let us know how that money was spent.
Walker's campaign indicating it will reimburse the state for those costs in the coming weeks, a spokesman for the state indicating that they have not yet calculated just how much is owed. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. You can listen to our newscast. They're there in podcast form. It's any time of the day or night. Look in the local news section. At WRJN News is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.